Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
How much do you think it costs? This is a survey that's out today. It was quite an eye-opener, actually. How much do you reckon it costs to look after a cat across its lifetime? A cat. This is the animal charity PSDA have released some research today suggesting that we're pretty useless when it comes to choosing a pet and don't put enough thought into it. A cat, well, 12% of people who were surveyed thought it only cost about £500 to keep a pet over a lifetime. A cat can cost you up to £17,000 over a lifetime. What, 17 grand? They're only tiny. How does that work? The research also found that 24% of people admit owning an animal's harder than they thought. You're right, that. Dogs, for example. The best advice is that dogs should only be left on their own for 4 hours maximum. 2.3 million dogs are routinely left for 5 hours or more in the UK. That's incredible, isn't it? We got a rabbit. We got a rabbit and a fish. The fish generally look after themselves. The rabbit pretty much looks after himself as well. But we do give him plenty of attention. We feed him, we clean him, we look after him and all that. But to be honest, he just looks, whenever you see, you sort of let him out in the garden to have a good run in the summer, he just looks like he wants to escape. He doesn't want to be there, so I'm all for just letting him go. But obviously, I just know the kids are going to get so upset if that happens. So Muggins here gets lumbered with looking after him day after day after day. I'm quite happy. Just go on. If you want to go, off you go. You'll soon come back. You'll soon want feeding. I finally found what's wrong with me when it comes to alcohol, because research has proved that a genetic mutation makes people susceptible to impulsive and reckless behaviour when drunk. Yes, it's nothing to do with the actual alcohol. It's a genetic flaw, apparently. If you're one of these people that constantly embarrasses yourself when you've had one too many, there you go. You've got a valid excuse now. It's in the genes. those kind of stupid things you do, like when you're walking home, picking up a traffic cone. Why on earth would you want to pick up a traffic cone? It's ridiculous, isn't it? Even doing karaoke, when you think about it, if you were sober, you would never do karaoke sober, would you? Ever. But it's all in the genes. That's what does it. I don't know what my excuse is for when I come in here to do this show every morning and make a complete idiot of myself. I do that every day for 4 hours and I've not touched a drop. Wednesday morning, hope you're okay this morning. Hope you had a good sleep last night amidst the wind. Oh, it was howling around, wasn't it? I got another good sleep, though, I must be honest, last night, despite the wind howling around. And I don't know whether this is because I'm sleeping in my own room at the moment. Olivia had her appendix out last week, so she can't get up. She can't climb the steps up into her bunk bed, all right? She's got a cabin bed. She can't get up into her bed. So, reluctantly, I gave up my place in our double bed. So she's in our bedroom, OK, and I'm in her room. But because I can't get up onto the cabin bed either, for fear of breaking it, I have lifted the mattress down, put it on the floor, and I'm like a teenager again. I've got my own bedroom. It's so exciting. I've got my own telly. It's just great. And all I need to do now is put up my pictures of Kim Wilde and Kylie on the wall, and I'll be well away, you know? It's just like being a teenager again. I think Donna's quite getting used to it as well, to be fair. I think I'm getting a good night's sleep because I don't have her, like, kicking me or dribbling in the night or she grates her teeth, snores. Decent night's sleep, it's brilliant. Right, let's play a little lyric, shall we? Let's bring on our star this morning, who is Joanna. Morning, Joanna.
Morning, Chris!
We got a gag in the car. Who's there with you, Joanna? Who's all that lot?
Taylor, Layla and Sophie.
Taylor, Layla and Sophie. Fabulous. Sophie must be miffed that her name doesn't rhyme with Taylor and Layla. She should be. So you're on your way to school. You're not going to school, though. What do you do, Joanna?
I'm an accountant.
Bet you wish you were going to school, don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. So which school are you heading to? Are they all at different schools or all at the same school?
All at the Deanery High School.
Deanery High, fantastic. Well, have a great day at school. And you're off. You're at Blackpool at Children in Need on Friday night. Tell us what was going on there, Joanna.
My daughter's dance school, Miss Tina's of Wigan, was doing the tapathon for Children in Need, so they were invited to attend the Blackpool live show.
Oh, very good. Shall we do it? Let's try a bit of tap on the show. You ready, girls? Let's do a bit of tap. Here we go. Along with the... Am I good? Am I in the team?
No.
Oh, thanks. I think I'd be better at a tapas-thon. I think that would probably be more my thing. A bit more eating is my street. All right, Joanna, well, let's see if we can win you a night out of the movies. We've got Wigan Empire cinema tickets up for grabs here. I'm out of breath, hang on. The lyric this morning from Thatto Heath Community Primary School sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Lewis, and this is my lyric. We'll always be together, however far it seems. Love never ends. We'll always be together.
OK, what's the song? Who sings it, Joanna?
Together in Electric Dreams by George... Maroni, Marono, is it?
Marota, yeah, we got there in the end. Well done, it is. It's the well done, team. So you got yourself a couple of movie tickets, so congratulations. Enjoy your night out at Wigan Empire Cinemas on us. And have a good day at school, girls. Have a good day at work, Joanna.
Thank you very much.
Bye. What a team. Telly tonight, I'm a Celebrity's back on, The Apprentice is on, but more important than all of that, All-Star Mr. and Mrs. is on, and there's somebody on it who I know. I recognise somebody who's actually on that show for the first time in the entire series. Rugby league legend Martin Afire is on tonight. Morning, Martin.
Morning.
Morning. So we got you on because All-Star Mr. and Mrs. tonight with your fiancée, Virginia. Why on earth have you put yourself through this, man? I can't think of anything worse than going on telly and exposing all your private stuff on TV. Why are you putting yourself through it?
Obviously, I've done a lot of reality TV shows since... I retired from playing rugby league and notably, obviously, did Strictly Come Dancing back in 2004. But the show Virginia has always wanted to do was Mr. and Mrs. So when the opportunity of it came around, I couldn't really say no. So as I say, she's fulfilled a lifelong ambition. You'll have to wait and see how we got on. It was very interesting. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, I know your nominated charity was Joining Jack. So, have you raised some money for them?
We did quite well, and you know, I'm happy about that. And you know, if I have to put myself out there and get laughed at on TV, then it's a small price to pay.
The question is, of course, that it was recorded back in June. Is everything still harmonious in the old relationship there? Is everything still good?
Yeah, we're still going strong. The missus has organised a screening party and say this is all about Virginia. This is not about me, this show. And yeah, she's got a screening party. She's got all her mates around. We did joke at the time that, you know, has the show ever been on, and then people have broken up before you know, before it goes to air. So I'm not sure if that's actually happened, but thankfully, in our case, it brought us together and made us stronger. And yeah, I'm happy that I did it, even though at the time, yes, I was taking a bit of a risk. But you know, what is life without taking risks?
Brilliant. A couple of other very quick bits. You must have been watching. You've been following the England Test series, Martin. Very quickly, you must have been very pleased with England succeeding against New Zealand at the weekend.
Absolutely. After a disastrous World Cup for the rugby union team, it's great that you know, the rugby league team, Steve McNamara and the boys, took this opportunity to win a Test series. I think the first time since 2007 we've actually won a Test series. And fantastic. Really played well. Obviously, the news that Sam Burgess is coming back to the sport is a real big boost in the arm for you know, for rugby league. Sam Tomkins coming back to Wigan, obviously a big boost for the Warriors and for the Super League competition. So yeah, things are looking up for rugby league. You know, they've got the marquee player rule, so hopefully we'll see a few more big players in the competition, because that's what probably rugby league has suffered from over the last few years, life of Kyle Eastman and various other players, you know, leaving the competition and making the competition slightly weaker. But, you know, things are on the up, so it's all good. And, you know, fantastic for, as I say again, for Steve McNamara and the England boys. Well done.
And I saw you were at Wembley last night to watch the England-France game. Just a quick question. Every time you go to Wembley, do you go and see your statue?
I'll have to say yes every time I go to Wembley. And for the first time, actually, I actually went to Wembley and I was meeting a mate there and I said to him, I'll meet you by my statue. And I've never said that before. And yeah, put a bit of a smile on my face. I can't stop smiling every time I talk about it.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Are the pigeons respecting it? That's the final question.
Yes, it's quite dark. So, you know, if the pigeons stay in it, it doesn't look too bad. And yeah, it's only been up there a couple of months. But, you know, what a fantastic honour for the sport and for myself to be included in that. And as I say, every time I actually talk about it, let alone go to Wembley, it just puts a smile on my face.
Brilliant. I bet you'd be one of the few people that could actually catch a pigeon, couldn't you? You could probably run after it. You could probably still chase it down, couldn't you? Stop that pigeon!
I don't know about now, but I have started some sprint training and some strength and conditioning, so I'm getting a bit faster. I played in a rugby match in September for Rugby Aid, and I wasn't too happy with the way I went, so I'm hoping that I'll play again in 2016 at 50 years old and still have a bit of toe.
Brilliant. But a pigeon chasing, that's what you need to be doing. Thanks for coming on the show, Martin. We'll be watching you later on All-Star Mr. and Mrs. Thanks for coming on. Cheers, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
We're going back 20 years today. Did you work that out? 1995 is the year we're heading back to on the 9 at 9 this morning. Plenty going on in the news nationally and internationally. In fact, the big national news in this country concerned Princess Diana. She gave her iconic interview to Martin Bashir on Panorama. That was 20 years ago this month, that interview when she revealed her battle with bulimia, her love for James Stewart. It was also the interview, can you remember where she mentioned she talked about her marriage to Prince Charles as involving three people and being a bit crowded? Yeah, 23 million of us watched that. Watched that 20 years ago. And more important than all of that, locally, an FA Cup debut was made. An FA Cup debut of someone who went on to manage to Wigan to the cup itself. Roberto Martinez made his FA Cup bow in November 1995 in a draw at Runcorn. He played in the game at Runcorn. It finished 1-1. Went to a replay, and this is what he told us about that game.
When we run on the pitch, you come with the idea of a cup game in Spain. Cup games in Spain is you're lucky if you get the tea lady of the opposing team and two or three extra groundsmen. You don't get many people. And when we walk or we ran on the pitch, it was a full stadium. And I felt, and the other two Spanish boys, we said, phew, they've got good support. And they were all fans. Obviously, I didn't know that it was such an interest and such a following. And that was the first experience, and you realise that that competition is unique. Then on top of that, you finish the game, it's a draw, and there is a replay at the end of it. It was the whole day was a real experience. I didn't even know that it was a replay at the end.
I was going to say, would you even know that?
Never. No. I was getting ready to take the penalties. That's how early it was.